Welcome to Maryland Solutions with Reverend Maryland, the speaker for the new millennium. Join Maryland as she talks with guests offering a wide range of talents and information. And now, here's Maryland.
So glad to have you here today. Glad you tuned in on this beautiful sunny day. We have a special treat for you today. Joy Gardner is here in our studios with us, and she's going to be talking about colors and chakras and toning, and even brought a didgeridoo. How do you say that, Joy?
Didgeridoo.
And a person, James is going to even play it for us. So don't go away. We are just so glad that Maryland Solutions can be with you today. You can also sponsor this program. Call me at 253-845-4907. Get your message or information out to your people that are potentially helpful and customers to your services and businesses. For a reasonable amount, you can be on the air 8 times a week and get your message out to all kinds of listeners. We're glad to say that we want to thank Reverend Rodney Romney for contributing the copies of his wonderful book, Wilderness Spirituality, for our audience. They have all sold, and the proceeds are going to support this program to continue it being on the air. So thank you, Reverend Rodney Romney. We appreciate your support and your willingness to help us out. I still do have a few copies left of Dr. Cherie Moore's book from our program on relationships. And if you're still interested in getting a copy, this is a free copy. Her book is The True Beauty from Within, and it is available from me on email, and you can email me at Marilyn@angelicasgifts.com, Marilyn at, one word, Angelica's Gifts, AngelicasGifts.com. So those books are still available. Well, we are really excited today to have some wonderful people visiting us. And I want to tell you about Joy Gardner. She has been on the cutting edge of holistic health movement since 1968, director of the Vibrational Healing Program, and author of 10 books on self-healing. She's taught throughout the United States, Canada, and Europe. Her current titles include Pocket Guide to Chakras and Color and Crystals, A Journey Through the Chakras. Living in the Southwest and now, later then in the Northwest right here in Seattle, Miss Gardner spent time with the Hopi, Apache, and Coast Salish Indians, learning herbal, shamanic, and sound healing. This she combined with her own ancestral, Hebraic and Middle Eastern traditions as the daughter of a precognitive mother and the granddaughter of a rabbi cantor. Starting her healing career as a herbologist, Miss Gardner was educated in the field by living in a rural commune with 80 people on 200 acres of land. Her fellow communards provided the laboratory for one of the first contemporary experiments in holistic healing in 1966. From there, Joy worked at the Country Doctor Community Clinic in Seattle and published her first book, Healing Yourself, which eventually sold 100,000 copies. She also helped to start the, how do you say that one?
Oh, Sayusla.
Sayusla. I was going to ask you these before we got on the air, and I forgot. Rural Health Clinic near Eugene, Oregon, where she worked as an alternative practitioner. Later, Miss Gardner trained with death and loss pioneer Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and then helped to start a hospice in Canada where she trained volunteers. She also studied spiritual healing with British intuitive Reverend Helena Ram, Gestalt and Reiki with Bethel Fay, author of Gestalt and the Wisdom of the Kahunas, and cellular consciousness, which intrigues me, with Dr. Graham Ferrant of Australia. Miss Gardner's close relationship with nature gave rise to an intimate sense of communication with rocks and crystals, which led to the creation of her own unique method of healing, which she calls vibrational alignment. This is a technique of diagnosing and balancing the body, mind, emotions, and spirit by feeling the spin of energy at each of the 7 chakras, and then bringing that energy into balance through the use of vibrational tools, including sound, aroma, and crystals. Through chakra diagnosis, she can detect the subtle underlying cause of imbalance in body, mind, emotions, and spirit. Aromatherapy and gemstone therapy provide a feast for the senses, allowing the client to release tension while being nurtured and supported. Sound healing promotes change and a greater sense of harmony. Emotional release and grief counseling ease suffering and confusion by giving the client a safe outlet for pent-up emotions. Past life regressions and cellular consciousness release old dysfunctional patterns, yay, such as the need to see oneself as a victim. Vibrational healing is best suited for those who choose to participate in their own healing and to use life's challenges as a vehicle to take them to the next level of their unfoldment. Joy has been the founder and director of Vibrational Healing for the past 10 years. She's trained and certified vibrational healers, as well as those who simply wish to pursue their own healing and personal transformation. She has a program which consists of 4 one-week workshops, and it's offered about every 6 months. Well, we're so glad to have you here today, Joy. And thank you for bringing James, who is going to be playing that wonderful instrument from the originally from Australia, I believe, in the Aborigines. So thank you for being here. And we'll put that right in front of you. Okay. Well, we want to know more about why Joy's in town. And you're talking at the East West Bookstore, apparently, about vibrational healing and chakras diagnosis. Do you want to explain to our listeners what is vibrational healing?
It's built on the idea that we are all energy, and that we're vibrations, and that those energy vibrations can form into patterns that are that don't allow the energy to flow through freely when we're under stress, when we're under tension, when we're in traumatic situations. And the stones and the sounds and the aromatherapy have very strong vibrations of their own that are less fragile than ours and that tend to hold energy that can be entrained with our energy. So that, for instance, if the heart is hurting and so it's kind of fallen out of its healthy harmonic resonance, and then if we put a rose quartz, which tends to vibrate at an energetic level that is akin to unconditional love, if we put that next to the heart, on top of the heart area, then it entrains, it picks up the vibration of the rose quartz. It remembers its own healthy harmonic frequency. And it's the same with the sounds, that when we have our energy get stuck in maybe we have a fight with our spouse, and then we get our shoulders get up tight, and the heart gets kind of locked in. But if somebody can come with certain sounds and break up that stuck energy, and then other sounds that make a soothing energy, then the body can relax, and the emotions can relate, can become more soothed by these sounds.
Oh, that's really fascinating. I'm starting to get more and more into vibrational tuning and energy and what that all is about. So this really came at a very opportune time as far as my development. What do you mean by chakra diagnosis?
Okay. Each of the chakras, first of all, the chakras, probably most of your readers know this, they're energy centers. There are 7 of them that go along the spine. And the lower ones relate to the body, the physical. The middle ones relate to the emotions, and the higher ones relate to the spirit. And so what I do is I go in and I feel the spin of energy at each of the chakras. The energy, electromagnetic energy, spins clockwise. And when the energy is healthy and balanced, it's about the span of the hand and about the pace of the heart. But if the energy is too slow or too fast or too big or too small, it tells me something's out of balance. And feeling that energy is kind of like feeling the pull of the tide in the ocean. It just has a flow of its own. And by feeling the balance of energy at each of the chakras, we get a reading on the body, the emotions, and the spirit through the chakras, which I don't know any other method that you can tune in on all of those things at once.
That's terrific, because I'm getting better to understand it's all about balance.
Totally.
And doing it this way sounds fascinating to me. You mentioned vibrational alignment on your website. How does that work, and who'd benefit from it?
Vibrational alignment is where we do feel the spin of energy at the chakras, and then we use the stones and the sounds and the aromatherapy, but we also use other elements such as underlying cause of disease, cellular consciousness. Sometimes we get into past life regressions, many different elements that I teach in my program that come up in the course of a vibrational alignment.
You describe quite clearly in your book how to place the crystals and to focus and work with that part of your balancing. And you gave some wonderful information about the chakras. I was very impressed with your book.
Thank you. So you're talking about coloring crystals, a journey through the chakras.
The last one was Color Crystals, Journey Through the Chakras. But just even in your basic little chakra book, I thought that was very profound. It's very precisely written, very succinct, very powerful book.
It's kind of interesting because that information came through for me about 20 years ago at a time that nobody, including myself, really knew anything about chakras in this country. But I had a spirit guide, Dr. Lang, who would come in and talk to me, for particularly when I was driving, and he talked to me for a long time, an hour at a time, and give me information about each of the chakras. And I at first didn't even know whether to take that seriously or not. I didn't hardly believe it myself. But then I found a book from England about chakras, and it confirmed what he was saying. But there was information beyond that about how the chakras open and how they close and the personality types that go with them that you are just beginning to find in other books.
How did you get started as this vibrational healer? Did you have to take classes yourself to get certified?
Again, a lot of that information did come through my spirit guides. Helena Ram was a psychic here in Seattle. I don't even know if she's still alive, but she's a beautiful woman, and I learned a fair bit from her. And then once I started getting the information from my guides, and then I started getting information from the crystals themselves, and that was how I kind of had to pave my own way.
That's kind of what I've been doing. It's my experience has definitely been my teacher.
Yes, yes.
Well, this is really terrific. Excuse me. How long would it take a person to be in your program and become a vibrational healer, and what would it cost?
Okay, so I have a program that I teach in Hawaii, on the Big Island where I live, and I also teach it in Ohio. And part one it has four parts, and part one will also be in Australia this coming year. So the way it works is it's 4 weeks. So starting in 2003, it'll be a week in the spring and a week in the fall. And then in 2004, a week in the spring and a week in the fall.
Oh, I see.
And later I could tell you more about what the program consists of. I would like to throw out my 800 number.
Oh, I was just going to ask you for that. So thank you, Joy.
Okay, it's 1-800-619-6199, and also there's a very extensive website, over 100 pages, and that's at joy.highvibrations.net, and that's H-I-G-H, vibrations. So joy.highvibrations.net.
Well, I'm sure you'll want to tune in and check out her webpage because there's lots of information. And we're going to be back shortly, and we don't want you to go away. We're having a really interesting informational kind of program today, telling you more about chakras, colors, crystals, and everything you probably would still like to hear. So stay tuned, and we'll be back shortly. Thank you. Welcome back to Solutions with Marilyn. We're so glad you're here today, and we're finding out more about toning and colors and vibrations and crystals. And we'd like to find out, how much does it cost, Joy, to take your class?
Well, the whole program, the four-week program, is $1,200, including food and lodging on the Big Island, and $1,000, including food and lodging in Ohio. I'd like to tell you more about the program, but first, actually, I'd like to let your listeners know what's going to be happening in Seattle.
All right. Yeah, we want to know about that, too.
Yeah. So tonight I'm giving a talk at East West Books, and that's going to be chakra diagnosis, and that's 7 to 8:30, $8, 6500 Roosevelt Way Northeast. And so that's tonight, and then on the weekend of July 27th and 28th, there's going to be a workshop called Personal Transformation Through Vibrational Healing. And that's going to be in Enumclaw at Blessingstead Retreat House. It's a beautiful location on 7 acres of land out there. Again, I'm going to give my 800 number, 619-6199. And there's a local number, 360-802-2988. So we're going to start that weekend at 10 o'clock on Saturday and go until 6 p.m. on Sunday. It's an overnight. If people sign up for it with a $50 deposit today, they can get in at $250. After today, it's going to be $300 for the weekend.
Now's your chance.
Yeah.
We better give them your phone numbers again now that they probably have a pencil and didn't have one handy sooner.
Okay, let me just talk a little bit about that weekend. Personal Transformation Through Vibrational Healing is an introduction to my vibrational healing program. And in that, we're going to be doing things like checking in with sound, doing basic toning, toning the chakras, and getting in touch with the heart energy through sound and working into a kind of telepathic group space. We'll probably be sharing our dreams on Sunday morning and working into more of a sense of a community group space with sound. And we'll be doing something called core belief work through sound, releasing old core beliefs that aren't serving anymore, using sound for emotional release, and doing some dance and movement work, and also a beautiful visualization for helping the mind to work in balance with the body and the spirit. So there's a lot of exciting things that we do on that weekend.
Sounds like a wonderful weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And what were the dates again?
That's July 27th and 28th.
Oh, that's next. At the end of this month.
The end of this month.
The month has changed already. So you won't want to miss that.
And the other thing that I'm going to be doing in this area is I will be available to see clients on the 24th and 25th. Probably one of those days I'll be in Seattle and one of those days I'll be in Enumclaw. And then on the 29th, 30th, and 31st I'll be in Olympia. I'll be seeing clients there and giving a couple of talks there. So if you'd like information about that, best to just call my 800 number and leave your number and when best to get back to you, and I can give you information about that.
Well, this program goes down into Olympia, so the listeners down there have a chance to participate too.
Great. So getting back to my program and how much it costs and what it's about, I think I said already the cost. Oh, okay. For each week, it's $1,200 in Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in Ohio, it's $1,000 for each week. Let me give you an idea of what that program consists of.
Yeah, we'd like to know what we're going to learn when we get there.
Yeah, the idea is that it's a program to certify vibrational healing practitioners. It's also a program for people to do their own work. It's a program where advanced people are very comfortable. It's also a program where beginners are very comfortable. And what I do is I have a prerequisite that people read my books before they come, so they have a shared body of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I can have beginners and more advanced people in the same place at the same time, and it's not a problem.
Are there other books that you recommend they read before they come?
There's an aromatherapy book that I mentioned on my website. There's also my tape. I have a cassette tape called The Healing Voice.
I love it, Joy. You sent that ahead to me, and I've used it several times.
Yes, good. So in that tape, I go through each of the chakras with color visualization and sounding, and it's just an amazing way to clean the energies. Okay, so to give an idea of what the Vibrational Healing Program is about, part one, each part has two workshops. So part one consists of the healing voice, where we get into a lot of sound work, and emotional release. The idea of the emotional release, this is kind of unique in holistic healing programs. This is based on my work with Elizabeth Kubler-Ross and my background training hospice workers. And the thing is that when people do this kind of work, a lot of people experience burnout. And the reason why is because if you're working with someone who triggers your stuff, it's going to be depleting for you.
I know what you're saying.
So the reason for this workshop is to help people to finish their own unfinished business so they can be fully present for their clients, and also so that they learn tools to help their clients to do their own emotional release. Very important workshop.
Exactly.
In the second week, part two, we start out with balancing the chakras with gemstones, aromatherapy, and sound. We get into what makes the chakras open and what makes them close, the personality types that go with the chakras, and actually putting the stones and the aromatherapy on the body and witnessing exactly how it can take a person to a different level, to a different place. And the second workshop there is underlying cause, the roots of disease. Extremely important. I really don't like the Band-Aid approach of just, you know, you put a few crystals here and make a few sounds there. I want to know why a person became ill. I really feel like the illness is a huge opportunity for spiritual growth.
Exactly.
And then part three, the third week, we do core belief reprogramming. No matter how much the mind is convinced that change should happen, unless the subconscious really gets it, it's not going to work. And this is a very gentle way of working with the subconscious and helping it to understand that the programs that it developed in childhood for perfectly good reasons with a full intent of protection are actually working against the person now, and helping it to see that the person's really grown up now and that they need other kinds of help. And it's very gentle and it's very powerful.
Well, I know it's important because I do that same kind of work, but in a different aspect is what you're talking about.
And then we do past life regressions, because a lot of times a person's problems on the spiritual or even the physical level do go back into past lives, so it's very important.
I found that to be true. I'm trained in that.
Yes. And part four, the last week, is we start out with intuition, meditation, and releasing earthbound spirits. Now, when you do this very deep kind of work, a lot of times it will trigger entities that many times came from one's family, that somewhat like a grandmother who died, who doesn't want to desert her grandchild, really well-meaning situations. But helping that entity to realize that it needs to go into the light is a service to the entity as well as to the person. It's kind of like doing death and loss counseling for the spirit. And again, amazing results can happen because, for example, if a person took on the illness of the grandmother who died, as soon as the grandmother goes into the light, the illness absolutely disappears instantaneously.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's really incredible. The last workshop is vibrational alignment, and that is the work I do with my clients, which integrates all of the above. And in that one, my students learn how to feel the spin of energy and that sort of thing.
So which of these, then, when you're talking with your clients, like you said, you would be able to see people while you were here.
Yes.
What would that entail, then?
Okay, well, we have the break coming up fairly soon. So after the break, let me answer that question. But before the break, I want to make an introduction here to James Lowe.
I wish you would.
And James is my students from who's graduated from my program. And after the break, after the break, what we want to do is James is going to be playing the didgeridoo, and I'll be doing some shamanic chanting. And then after that, maybe James would share a little bit of his experience with having taken my program.
That sounds wonderful. James, we're glad to have you here.
Glad to be here.
And he brought Joy down from Unumclaw with this very intriguing-looking instrument. And we're going to be hearing it after the break, as Joy said. Where did you get your instrument, James?
Well, this one is actually available from a place called Black Market Minerals in the Auburn Supermall. They're not that hard to come by. I didn't bring my eucalyptus today because it was kind of a rush to get out the door. But I have one always in the car because it always comes up somewhere or another. So you'll be hearing that one today. And this is a Dreamtime Didge. It has some interesting designs on it, indicating we'll talk about that afterwards, perhaps.
Oh, okay, well, that's fine. I just want to remind everybody that my angel art and inspirational plaques are still available at Crystal Voyage at Freight House Square in Tacoma. Say hi to Crystal when you're there. And if you wish to reach me for counseling, classes, readings, past life regression, or to talk to someone passed over, please call me at 253-845-4907. Don't go away. We will be returning with a dirigidu solo here with a lot of chanting and toning, and just stay tuned and you'll enjoy it. Stay here and we'll be talking to you shortly. Bye-bye. Welcome back. We have a real special treat for you this afternoon, so don't go away. First, I want you to know that next week we are going to be talking with a person who has written a compilation of excerpts from the Urantia book. If you are not familiar with the Urantia book, you probably want to tune in and find out about this channeled book. It has a lot of information about the origin of the cosmos, the life of Jesus, and a variety of things that maybe are not familiar to you. So it's going to be a fascinating talk to find out new things and help expand your horizons. And if you choose to ensure this show continuing on the air, please make a contribution, and we will even let you select a topic or someone that you would choose that you haven't heard on the air yet you'd like to have on the program. We can take a look at that. Or if somebody's been on before and you want them on back on the show again, just let me know. And you can reach me at 253-845-4907 or Marilyn@angelicasgifts.com. And I just want to make sure you're aware that I'll be teaching several classes for Pierce College this fall in September, one on holistic health, one on meditation, and one on past lives. And if you're in Seattle, I'll be at Discover You September 7th to talk about Edgar Cayce that day. So you can sign up through Discover You and find out more about that marvelous man who's the father of holistic medicine. So now we do have a very special treat. James is ready to play, and Joy is ready to do her chanting. So just enjoy, sit back, and you'll hear something maybe you haven't heard before. What a treat. Not every day do we have something that special. And if you haven't heard it before, you can say you heard it for the first time on Solutions with Marilyn. And we have interesting new opportunities here all the time for you. Thank you, Joy.
And you're welcome. You know, I
thank you, James, too.
I want to let Jim talk in a minute. But I just wanted to say that when when I do an alignment for someone, when it's over, at the end part, I do chanting for about 5 minutes. And during that time, I feel that there are shamans who come into me and work through me. And the person I'm working on usually goes into a trance. So now I want to give James a chance to talk here.
Well, we want to find out about how you found out about Joy and what your classes have, with her have been like. And
well, I first encountered Joy because somebody gave me a copy of The Healing Voice, actually suggested that I pick it up because it was something that mixed healing work and singing and toning and that kind of thing. And I was starting to do a lot of work with crystals on my own. Actually had been quite experienced at it for a number of years and was doing healing work that way myself. And when I read Joy's book, it really resonated deeply with me, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. I was pointing it out to a friend of mine later, and he pointed out, oh, there's a website on the back. Go check it out. So I did that and found out she's doing workshops, and I decided at that point in time that if I was going to do this work for other people, then I should have it done for myself first, because that way I couldn't be clear about what I'm doing. I can really buy into the same kind of energy that I'm offering to other people. The result of taking her workshops has just been wonderful. All the different workshops that she talked about earlier have all presented me an opportunity to go through a different healing aspect of my own life and clear out a lot of the energies that were holding me back and making me struggle. And also gave me a lot of tools to judge and integrate other healing modalities that come across through reading or anything else. I really find it wonderful that it's something that anybody using any current modality can take this and add it on, and it strengthens what you already do as well as gives you more tools. And I'm just so grateful that I did this, and I can't thank Joy enough. It's just great.
Well, thank that you. Sounds great. I'm glad you, James, were able to come and share that with us.
You know, I also want to mention that for those of people who can come to Hawaii, we do this on the bay where the dolphins come in.
Ooh.
And the lanai just is right on the lava rocks, right at the ocean. It couldn't be a more exquisite place to come to. So it's a fabulous vacation at the same time as being a self-healing and at the same time as learning tools to help other people.
I've been to the Big Island several times. Uh-huh. Which side of the island are
this
you on?
This is down
south
in Kealakekua Bay, down
down
south.
Down in the south, okay. Mm-hmm. Down by the black sand beach in that area?
No, it's a particular bay where it's a very gentle bay, and so the mothers like to bring their babies there, mm-hmm. both the whales and the dolphins.
Ooh.
Yeah, last time we were there, we had a mother and baby whale out sitting out in the bay all afternoon.
Wow.
With the mother teaching the baby how to flip its tail. It was so cute.
Oh, that is really neat.
Yes.
That's special.
Mm-hmm.
How many vibrational healers are here in the United States, Joy?
I think we have about a dozen certified practicing vibrational healers.
Are any of those here in Washington?
Well, James is just about to become certified, and he's a Ninomkwa.
So he'll be handy for those people around here.
Yeah, you might like to give your phone number as well.
That's okay. A good idea.
Yeah, you can reach me at area code 360-802-2988. And that is where I have the retreat house. I call it Blessingstead. And first Saturday of every month at about 5 o'clock, we do open the doors and have a potluck. And about 8:30 or so, we do a guided healing meditation for the whole group. And that's just basically everybody come and offer your healing energies, and we'll choose the topic that we can all agree on and send those healing energies on, and also send them to the people that are members of the families and friends of the group. Whatever is needed gets processed at that point. It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that a lot of people might be interested, but economically, things are a little tight around this area. And some people might find it difficult to be able to get away to Hawaii or Ohio. Are there options, Joy, they might want to be able to know about?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, coming to the introductory weekend that I'm going to be doing here, that's just $250 if you sign up today or mm-hmm. $300 after today mm-hmm. To do the weekend, which will include food and lodging.
Oh, so that's a really good price then, including that, because that can be right. a major cost in itself.
Mm-hmm. And that's the 27th and 28th of July.
Well, they won't want to miss that opportunity then. Suppose a person had several tragic events in their life and they've started to feel withdrawn and depressed. Could vibrational healing help them, Joy?
Definitely. That's why emotional release is part of the training for this, so that it's a matter of completely finishing one's grieving in the sense of a lot of times people get stuck because one person might find that they can get in touch with their anger, but they can't get in touch with their sadness. Another person might find they can get in touch with their sadness, but they can't get in touch with their anger. Sound is a very potent and effective way to release the emotions. And hopefully the person themselves will be able to make the sounds. But if they can't, then I can make the sounds for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At first, I was a little shy doing
that.
As you start to be a little more comfortable making them yourself, it's a little easier. You're not so self-conscious.
Right.
Oh, now from another point of view, what kind of about a person who's feeling really pretty good about life and has a great husband and kids, their job's going well, and they feel like it, they've got it pretty well together, would benefit this bit? Healing vibrations help them too?
Yes. That's something I love about this work is it takes a person to the next level of their own spiritual unfoldment. And so you don't have to be ill in order to do this, whether it's the training program or whether it's a private session. The sessions are really amazing. I just want to mention, it's kind of on my mind right now, a session that James did for me last night, because my students always work on me, and that's part of, in order to graduate from the program, you have to do a session for me. And it's so wonderful because I was just saying to him on the way here, there have been aches and pains that I've had through my life that I thought would probably stay with me forever, arthritic kinds of things and stuff, and every one of them has been eliminated by my students working on me. And
wow.
It works the other way too, that mm-hmm. theirs have been eliminated by myself and other students working on them. But I had this really bad pain in my heel, and we, in the work last night, we were able to trace it to a past life in which I was nailed to a board, you know, as part of a witch burning kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah. And we were also able to make the connection with my last boyfriend and problems I'd had with him, and how in that past life he'd been one of the people who kind of spoke too much about me, and that had led up to that. And it, all these little things that fit together. And then he used his didgeridoo and made sounds into my heel. And so all these things put together, this morning I woke up and the pain that's been there for 6 months was gone. So it's really thrilling to me what we can do with this work.
Well, I know what you're saying, because I had a very severe pain in the base of my neck, right at the top of the backbone area, and I couldn't get rid of it, and it was extremely painful for a long period of time. And when I got in touch with a past life, I realized mm-hmm. that my past life, I was a flapper. And I had a boyfriend who was a gangster. And I ended up knowing too much. And I was disposed of with a machine gun. And the one that actually killed me was at that spot where the pain was. And I came back so quickly from the last past life to this one, it really didn't heal,
mm-hmm.
and it was still, the remnants of that was still going on in my system. So I know what you're saying is the awareness makes a lot of difference, and then you can do something about
it. It's incredible.
Right. So I really support what you're doing, and I know from my experience it works. And that's what I'm always looking for is, you know, people will say, well, it's kind of different than what we traditionally would think of. And I'll say, but it works.
Yes, exactly.
So,
I really think it's a way that people can be absolutely, completely healthy. And most people just get resolved to carrying around various kinds of emotional and physical baggage as if, well, this is just part of aging. I'm going to be this way for the rest of my life. And here I am at 58, and I don't feel like I'm carrying any baggage.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because I'm 63 this month, and I am past so many things they told me I would not have behind me, that I would be forever on bipolar medication, which I have been off for over 6 months and doing terrific. I am no longer on antidepressants and doing wonderfully well.
Good.
So these things do not have to be with you the rest of your life.
Right.
So stay tuned, and we don't want you to go away. We'll find out more about the chakras. So we'll be back just shortly. Thank you. Welcome back. We are here today with Joy Gardner and her friend James Lowe, who is studying with her and finding out more about how to be a vibrational healer. And Joy wanted to make sure everybody knew about what was going to be going on in this area today. If you've missed the phone numbers or the dates, she'd like to give those to you now.
Okay, so you can reach me by calling 1-800-619-6199 and just leave your phone number and the best time to call you back. Also, please go to my website at www.joy.highvibrations.net, and that's H-I-G-H, vibrations. What's coming up here in Seattle is on tonight at East West Books, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. is a talk about vibrational healing and chakra diagnosis. That's at 6500 Roosevelt Way Northeast. And then on July 24th, 25th, and 26th, I'll be available to see clients in Seattle and in Enumclaw. We'll be setting that up. I'm not sure where I'll be when. And on July 27th and 28th is the weekend where I'll be doing a workshop on personal transformation through vibrational healing in Enumclaw at Blessingstead Retreat House. And that's an overnight on the weekend. And then at the end of the month, I'll be in Olympia on the 29th, 30th, and 31st. I'll be doing a workshop again on vibrational healing and chakra diagnosis in the evening at 7, and another one on shamanic sounding, and I'm not sure which is which, so if you just call my 800 number, I can give you more information. I'll also be available on the 30th and 31st to see clients down there in Olympia. Okay, so we were talking about the possibility of going through the chakras.
Well, first I wanted to ask you, are you writing any new books now, Joy?
Yes, I'm working. I've finished a book called Living from the Inside Out, and I'm just looking for a publisher for that one right now.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, because I know that's what it's about.
yeah, really. And that's each chapter is a story about adventures that I've had following my own inner guidance, and adventures and experiences that my students and clients have had in the healings that we've done. I think it's a very inspirational book, and it's very experiential. I think that a lot of people, some of the stories in there are so amazing that people will think that it's fiction. It sometimes just totally amazes me, the things that happen in the private sessions that I do with people. And so I'm really delighted to be able to share that with people. As a matter of fact, I should also mention that I have an article in the New Times. It's on page 13 of the New Times paper.
The current magazine?
Yeah,
the current one.
Yeah.
Okay,
and in there I talk about a technique called vibrational pressure healing. And it's something that you can do yourself using the stones and the oils and doing a little bit of underlying cause and affirmation. We'll be doing that in the workshop on the weekend. But it's definitely, you can check that out by getting a copy of the New Times.
And those are usually free over at Freight House Square, right over at Crystal Voyage, where my artwork is. So that'll be a good chance to kill two Birds with One Stone.
And also Crystal Voyage has my books.
Oh, I was going to ask you where to get your books.
And so does East West. And they also, in both places, I believe, have my tape, which is the one where I go through the chakras and make sounds for each of the chakras.
Well, there's another reason to go to Crystal Voyage, because my book's there, too. Roses Have Thorns, so you can pick up my spiritual journey if you haven't gotten your copy yet. I have left some signed copies there for people. And if people have questions for you, Joy, is the best way to reach you on your toll-free number?
Yeah, actually, I'd be open now to, if anybody wants to call in with a question, that would be, you're not set up for that
well,
anymore.
Well, we didn't set up for that because we didn't know if we'd have time.
Yeah, so yes, they can call me.
You wanted to get through so much.
Yeah.
So today we did not have that opportunity to call in, but you can still talk with her. She's open to answering your questions. She seems to have a tremendous book here, A Journey Through the Chakras, Color and Crystals. And I thought you people, if you're not familiar with the chakras, might like to hear what she has to say about, like, the first chakra, the second chakra. What is that about? What colors and so forth go with that chakra, just because some of us are just still new into it and just still learning. Mm-hmm. You want to tell us about the first chakra?
Well, the first chakra, actually, let me run through the basic things that each chakra is about.
Okay.
So when I feel the energy at the first chakra, I'm looking for whether a person received unconditional love and affection as a child. When I feel and that's at the tailbone area. And the color that I associate with that is red. There are different systems, but the system I use, the rainbow system, has red at the first chakra. The second chakra is below the navel, and what I associate with that is sexuality, sociability, friendliness, and desire. So when I feel the spin of energy at the second chakra, it's like it's very intimate. I can start talking to a person about their sex life. That it's just this information comes through from that area. And the color there is orange. So, for instance, if you want to strengthen that area, carnelian is an orange stone that will strengthen the second chakra. Then we go to the third chakra, which is above the navel. And that relates to a person's inner gift and how it shines out in the world, their work and how they express it. The color there is yellow. And a nice stone for that is citrine. The fourth chakra at the heart is about a person's ability to give and receive unconditional love and affection. Rose quartz is a classic stone that's used for the heart. The throat chakra is right at the base of the neck. The color's blue. And that's about communication, a person's ability to communicate, whether it's through the voice and through singing or through writing, just communication in general. The sodalite is a really nice stone for the throat chakra.
Do you ever use lapis for that?
Oh, yes. But lapis has this kind of a bluish-purple kind of color that I associate with the third eye.
Oh.
And also, it has those flecks of gold in it, the pyrite, mm-hmm. and it has a very powerful energy that I associate with Egypt. And so I actually use the lapis more at the third eye, which is the sixth chakra.
Okay.
At the center of the forehead.
I see.
Yeah. That's the higher intuition. And then at the crown chakra is the connection to spirit. And the crown chakra, I use clear quartz. And the third eye, sometimes lapis and sometimes sugilite, which is a black and purple stone. And then with the aromas, there are different oils that help with grounding, like patchouli and sandalwood. And there are other oils that are very uplifting, like frankincense and lavender. So correlating the oils and the stones with the chakras is something that's in that article that I wrote. It's in my books, and it's in the work that I teach.
Well, you also, in your book, and I thought this was very interesting. I've never seen it written before, but I use it. The stones have been used as, you'd call them, a tincture, which is similar to the flower essences.
Right. Yeah.
And I've used flower essences for years now. And sometimes they aren't the flowers, they're the stones.
Right.
And maybe you might just tell people a little bit about that.
Well, it's just an easier way. Instead of carrying a bunch of rocks around with you, which can be rather heavy, and every time you go through the machines at the airport, they have to undo your bag and take a look at all your rocks, which can be entertaining.
Especially when they check so much today.
Yes. But having these tinctures that are made from the stones can be used you can just put a little bit of the tincture on the chakras instead of actually using the stones. If worse comes to worse, you can just visualize the stone. Like, for example, smoky quartz pulls negative energy out of the body. It's a stone that has a point. And so if you place it on the body, at least in its natural form, it has a point. So if you place it on the body pointing toward the feet, and say you have some negative energy in your right hip, which is associated with the father in the first few years of life. So you put the smoky quartz on the right hip, pointing toward the feet, and it'll pull some of the negative energy that you might be holding there out, send it out through your feet, and ground it into the ground.
Well, I found that those tinctures can be very handy, as mm-hmm. you say. Obviously, not as heavy.
yeah.
But very, very useful uh-huh. and very practical. And people would, you know, I have a friend, and they looked at those on, they're over my sink on a little shelf there. And he says, you know, I don't see anything in there. And I says, well, you don't have to see it. It's the essence of
yeah.
it that makes the difference.
Right.
People... It's really interesting because so often we are into a generation and culture that thinks more and more and more is important. In this case, very small, minute
yes.
drops of this can be very potent,
yes.
I've found.
Like a homeopathic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I use it.
Right.
Right. And I know that you've talked in here about color healing, and
mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of wearing certain colors at mm-hmm. various points in my life for healing and found that to be very effective, which goes along with the colors of the chakras.
Yeah, well, for instance, somebody had a rash on her belly, and she just couldn't get rid of it. And then she read that wearing blue, the rash was red, it was inflamed, and blue is the antidote for red. And by wearing blue underwear, she could calm it, and she absolutely found that that was true. My chiropractor tells people, don't wear red shirts if you've got problems with your back. Wear blue, because it really does calm it, and it's anti-inflammatory.
And I've found that it's very effective, and some people
yeah.
will say, gee, I don't know how that can make any difference, but my experience is it does.
I know. It still surprises me, particularly color-charged waters, that we can charge up some yellow water for somebody who has digestive problems, and just a couple sips of that before meals, and their gas goes away, and their stomach settles down, and it's quite amazing.
Well, I just found out recently that apparently there are some crystals where you can clarify the water, because our groundwater is becoming more and more polluted
mm-hmm.
and we are not getting as clear water as originally, you know, was on the earth. And there are crystals that can be used to clarify and purify water for our drinking. And so crystals are very valuable for us.
They certainly are.
And we're so glad you were here today. I'm sure the audience really heard some things that were new to them, fascinating, something that maybe they didn't happen before. And James, we want to thank you for coming along with her.
Glad to be
and
here.
And being here with us. And we've enjoyed having you both. For our listeners today, remember next week you'll hear about the Urantia book. If you haven't heard about it, this is your opportunity. You too can contribute to this show and name a topic or guest, or support our program and keeping it on the air. You can reach me for counseling classes, readings, past life regression, or to talk to someone passed over, 253-845-4907. Have a terrific day. Go enjoy the sunshine. While the state of Washington, we count every minute of sunshine. Don't let it get by you. Have a fun in the sun. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Maryland Solutions. Listen again next week for another informative show with guests from coast to coast. For a copy of today's program or a copy of her new book, Roses Have Thorns, and videotapes on empowerment and spiritual tools for healing domestic violence, write to KLAY in care of Maryland Solutions, 10025 Lakewood Drive Southwest, Tacoma, Washington, 98499. Or visit her website at Marilyn@angelicasgifts.com.
Many people are looking for a new direction and a lift in spirit. Hello, I'm Reverend Marilyn, a counselor, teacher for over 30 years, and a spiritual advisor for addictions, codependency, domestic violence, past lives, and holistic healing. Join me every Wednesday at noon for Maryland Solutions, a program sure to be of interest to everyone. We will talk with guests from coast to coast, offering a wide range of talents and information. That's Maryland Solutions, Wednesdays at noon on your news and information station, KLAY 1180.